What's your impressions of practice so far, Coach?
My impressions of practice so far is we still got a lot of growing to do. We still got a lot of improvement to make. After playing a couple games, being able to assess the film, see where we are as a team, we definitely need to improve. We've made some things work in game situations, which I'm proud of, but at the same time, we've dropped the ball in some areas when it comes to all three phases, offense, defense, and special teams.
Specifically, what on offense? You're saying improve what?
Just our sustaining drives and overcoming the mental errors, whether they be on ourselves or, flags when we're shooting ourselves in the foot. Just being able to overcome those things and seeing the guys work, how they work and press through. It's been impressive, but we still have some improvements to make. I want to eliminate all the pre-snap penalties, but until we can get that done, as long as we can overcome those, I'll be happy.
Greg, everyone targets the third preseason game as, really the important one, the impressive one, and now you're on the road. It's kind of, 2-1. How do you view that?
Well, this is going to be a big test for us, simply because, number one, this is my first team taking the team on the road this year. So we're excited about that, but at the same time, I want to see how the guys handle traveling, compartmentalizing things, family on the road, and different things that can pose other issues. But we're going to stay focused, hopefully, and stick to the game plan. I'm not going to speak about the playing time of the ones, twos, or threes. We're going to just play until I'm happy with the results.
How do you feel about how Greg Jennings then is handling his playing time so far?
I think Greg he's been a model citizen. I can count on him to do what I ask. And as an older guy, that sometimes it's hard for them to mold and conform and to new learnings and new teachings. But he's done that, and so have my other veterans. So I can't just point out Greg. Obviously, he's the better looking of all the guys, all the veterans. he's done a great job.
If you can't talk about playing time of your own guys, how would you handle as a coach Johnny Manziel and the whole middle finger incident and starting or not starting if you were his
coach?
What?
I didn't see that. So fortunately for me, I don't have to discuss it. So I didn't see it. But as a head coach, I take care of my guys, and my guys are in purple and white.
Hey, Greg, you talked about cleaning some things up on offense. How close do you think you guys are to being ready for week one?
We're getting there. I really think offensively we made a lot of strides. You can see that the offense is starting to gel together. We're starting to do some things to where we can build on throughout the course of a season. Obviously, we're not showing a lot, but we're showing enough to where the guys are being asked to do a number of different things, and they're executing. So, been excited about that.
What have you seen from Rodney and Adam, two guys who are fighting for roster spots right now, and that they both have two pretty good pieces of games?
They both definitely have continued to climb up the depth chart. I'll start with Rodney. Rodney specifically coming out a little slow, and then starting to turn it on towards the end of training camp. Getting some opportunities in the game to make plays where you make the name for yourself and coming up big for us. That was huge. Obviously the last game in that last drive. Adam has had an outstanding camp. He's one of those guys that you can plug anywhere. He's a constant. He's very coachable. He's going to give you what you're asked of him. And it's just a matter of continuing to make those plays when his number is called. He's made them. He's definitely made them on the practice field. He's made them in the game. He's let a couple slip through his hands. But, as I was talking, I've spoken to Greg about this before, and, he's made the comment of he's dropped balls, and it won't be his first one. It won't be his last one as long as he's able to play this position. It's a part of the game. So Adam's one that he doesn't hang his head. He just keeps rolling and continues to make plays.
Where have you seen Rodney come the furthest?
I'm sorry?
Where have you seen Rodney come the furthest here in the past few weeks?
Man, off the line. The line of scrimmage for Rodney has, for me, been been his downfall, simply because he just overthinks sometimes. If he comes off the ball using his size and his speed, because he has it all, trust me, he has it all. I've spoken to Greg about that as well. He definitely has the physical tangibles that it takes to be a successful receiver in this league, and just coming off the ball and attacking the ball when the ball is in the air and having confidence in what his assignments are and then going out and executing.
Greg, as a vet, do you make a recommendation to Norv or to Mike about receivers that should make the cut?
I don't. This is Greg now. No, I don't. I don't make that call. That's something that the coaches are obviously that's what they're here to do, to assess players, to assess the personnel that move forward, that form the 53-man roster that will give us the best possibility to win ball games.
I know Mike talked about the killer mentality and changing that from preseason game one to number two. Did you see a difference, you know, at the end of the game in terms of the intangible and the thought?
Well, number one, it was a lot of game changing situations that occurred towards the end of that ball game. But one thing I saw with the guys, man, they didn't quit. It didn't matter who we had out there, they didn't quit. They believed in one another, and they went and they executed. And that's all you can ask of guys who are stepping on that gridiron, is to go out there and finish. And those guys, they went out there and they finished the game for us.
So last couple for Greg.
What is that alter ego, Coach Jennings, or...?
It's a little mixture. It's a little mixture. Coach Zim, a little Coach Jennings, you know. But it's fun. I enjoy it. I feel like I'm engaged in the media now.
You take a look at the schedule. Is there one game that you're looking forward to? What game do you look forward to?
Yeah, I'm looking at Kansas City. I'm excited about the game. It's always the next game. Once you start looking ahead, you're prematurely thinking and preparing. So obviously, with game one being our first real test that really counts, you look forward to that and start to pull some footage and make sure the guys are preparing the right way and have what they need to prepare for an opponent. But right now, we have to focus on Kansas City.
Greg, last one for Greg.
Norv Turner came to the defense of Christian Ponder yesterday. You know, was displeased that the fans booed him in the Oakland game. How do you feel about what Norv said, and how do you feel about the fans, you know, that have been getting on Ponder?
I agree with Norv. He's a part of our team. He's a part of this organization, has been a part of this organization for the past 4 years. So, you know, you boo one of us, you boo all of us. You know, we're a team.